Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 26th year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of neat things available today and into tomorrow. And delighted to have you with us. Even more delighted when you call in and participate on the program. And there are three easy ways. Pick your favorite to participate. Call in, win stuff, a mantra that we use regularly. Of course, you can use your phone as a phone. I know, go figure. You can call us anytime, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or you can use the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and participate that way. There's a little button that says Message the Studio. Or a lot of folks these days are calling in with questions or help for another listener or what have you by simply visiting us on any device with a browser and a microphone. So your phone, your tablet, your desktop, your laptop, and click the little Ask Dave mic button on the lower right and participate that way. Either way, we want to hear from you and we appreciate when you join us on the program. Our next guest is from a company that developed new AI-driven smart glasses that help protect everyone's eyes. And we're going to find out just exactly how that happens. He's the international sales manager for a company called Clear Electron Company, Thomas Tanoue. Thomas, welcome into Tomorrow from Japan. So it's early morning your time, but we appreciate you staying up late for us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going, Dave?
It's going well, and we appreciate, again, the time that you're able to spend with us, and with the time difference, it makes it even more of a challenge sometimes, but it's nice, this ability, and reminding our audience who's listening on the radio to come see the video of our interview with Thomas, and you'll see these AI glasses that we're talking about. But first, if you would, tell me about Clear Electron Company. What is it that the company does?
Okay, so Clear Electron is a subsidiary of a company called Clear Stone. And Clear Stone originated as an apparel company, like Halloween costumes. Oh. And then we created a subsidiary called Clear Electron, where we invent and introduce new tech products. So we have an electronic bike that we released. We also have an LCD screen that could bend. And our newest product is the AI glasses that we started selling in March of this year.
And of course, by now, most everyone knows AI is artificial intelligence. So how is it that glasses start using artificial intelligence? What is it that they do specifically?
Okay. So our glasses, it has a 6-axis sensor. And our AI glasses are very different from other companies. What we do is we developed glasses that prevents bad eye habits. And that's the only purpose it has. What it does is it could detect if your posture is bad, if you have poor posture, if you're too close to the screen, or if it's too dark in the room. And you could actually go in the settings in that mobile app and you could adjust that.
That's interesting. So it the glasses actually help with your posture. And how is it that that works? How does it know that I'm leaning over or you know, not sitting up properly?
Okay. You want me to show you the actual product I have?
Sure.
With me right
now? Please do. And again, folks, visit us at intotomorrow.com and you'll see the video of the radio interview. But yes, please show us.
Okay. So these are the actual glasses. You could turn them on. There's a fingerprint sign right here. You press it once and it'll turn on. You'll see that it turns on. And you could connect it to a mobile app. So this is our mobile app we have right now. It's still in development, still in beta, but we're working on it. So once you connect it with Bluetooth, and then you could go into the settings. So you could set it to every 10 seconds, you get a notification. So right now, the glasses are on. Let me save the settings.
So while you're doing that, they look like a regular pair of eyeglasses that one would wear. And can the frames, or rather the lenses, be prescription lenses as well, if necessary?
Yes, we have one company in Japan right now that could replace the glasses with prescription glasses.
Okay.
So give me a second. The charger died on it.
Oh, no worries. We don't have to worry about that. We get the idea because you're holding them up. But my question was, how does it know, for example, about posture? How does it know if I'm not sitting up properly?
Okay. So what it does is you could go into the settings and you could set the degree, like 45 degrees. So if you're off every 10 seconds, or you could set it to every minute. I recommend a minute. It kind of gets annoying because it beeps a lot.
Yeah.
But once you have it set and the angle is it's not correct, you'll get a one beep, and it'll tell you that you need to correct your posture. So you can set it if you're up like this. If I'm looking down, then the glasses will beep. So So once I straighten it out, then it'll stop beeping. It'll stop giving you that notification.
Okay, so it's a little sensor then in the frame of the glasses that is determining if I'm holding my head up too high or down too low, basically assuming that I'm perhaps leaning over or don't have good posture. So it's reminding me, posture, right?
Yes.
Kind of like the nuns used to do in grade school, in the Catholic school, and we'd come around with a ruler and... You know, your posture is off. Okay, yes, sister. Sorry. but yes. That's the sort of thing, only this time it's a little less harsh, I guess, with a little beep to remind you. So that's kind of cool. And then what else can it do to help us? Because on your website, you're talking about their AI glasses are smart glasses that use advanced AI to correct the bad posture. We get that now. And to protect your eyes. So how is it that it protects our eyes?
Well, it has the lenses that cuts the blue light.
Oh, okay.
That's one thing. That's kind of typical technology, but really what it does is if you're too close to the screen, which is a really bad habit that a lot of us have, we're just too close. Our back is hunched over and we're way too close to the screen. And when it does that, it'll give you two beeps, and it'll tell you that you're too close to whatever device it is. It could be a piece of paper too. If you're too close to it, it'll notify you, and you could adjust that in the settings as well too.
So of course, as we get older, it seems that we find ourselves getting too close sometimes, or too far back trying to read something. So this is apparently helping us with, hey, pay attention here. You know, this is not good for your eyes, whether or not you're using just the clear lenses that they come with or prescription lenses. It's still giving us that information. Who do you recommend these AI glasses for? Is there a particular target audience for you?
Yeah, right now in Japan, it's mostly kids. So the parents will buy for the kids. So from an early age, they'll start to develop really good eye habits. So I don't think this product is something where you're going to use it forever. It's for kids to just form really good habits for their eyes.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, and another market for us is women. So like females. So when they get, they do worry about the wrinkles they get under their chin. Yeah. That's because they're always looking down on their phone. So it'll prevent them from doing that as well, too. So that's our two markets that we have right now.
Okay. But basically, I can see where it can be a good habit forming to use them and at any age. But certainly, I think it's great that you can start the kids younger to get that posture. I mean, I'm reminding my grandson quite frequently sometimes, come on, Cam, posture. He's only 9. And, you know, you don't want him to end up with back problems or eye problems or things of that nature. And sometimes you got to do that. And sure enough, it's almost always because he's looking at a device and he's leaning over a bit. And man, we got to break the kids of that habit, unfortunately, because of all of our digital tech these days. We're talking with Thomas Tanowe, the international sales manager for Clear Electron Company. Oh, and by the way, their English website, if you want to visit it, and stay tuned, of course, more coming up with him after this break, is HoldOnAIGlasses.com. Meantime, I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned as Into Tomorrow continues. We're back with Thomas right after this.